One of the most important things that we don't realize is the fact that, you know, science and technology, is one of the greatest things. And we have a feature at N1 City Mall, and this particular science and technology feature will feature the N1 City Mall that converts waste to power. Now, if you look at a number of countries, there's a tremendous amount of waste that goes, you know, that just goes nowhere. It ends up in landfill. It ends up anywhere else. And of course, it just doesn't end up where it should be ending up. So, we're talking, food waste and energy in our science and technology feature today. About a third of the food produced in South Africa gets wasted, and 90% of this waste lands up in landfills. So did you know that Growth Point Properties Dutch company Waste Transformers have installed a first-of-its-kind waste-to-power plant at the N1 City Mall that seeks to limit the amount of organic food waste from the bins, restaurants, or the supermarkets within that particular facility to landfill sites. Now, Waste Transformers CEO Lara van Druten joins me on the line for more on that particular site, an anaerobic digester that uses organic waste to produce green electricity, hot water, and fertilizer. Lara, very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
And if we do this, and if we do this correctly, we will make ourselves so much more sustainable in terms of what we have, and we'll get away from fossil fuels and nuclear and all of that. You know, how long has this waste transformer been around for, and what inspired its creation in the first place?
So the Waste Transformers is a fairly young company. We're based in the Netherlands. And we've looked around us, not just in the Netherlands, but pretty much worldwide, and seen the current system around waste. And if you look at it objectively, it's a bit of a mad system, because what do? We take what is in largely dirty water. If you look at your common garbage bag that you put out on the street, it consists for between 40 to 50% of dirty water in the form of organics. And what do? We take that dirty water, we put it on dirty diesel, we travel it for hundreds of kilometers, and then we bury it in a hole. That's a pretty crazy system. So we thought, perhaps we can do this in a way which is a little smarter and better. What about if we ask people to take responsibility for the waste that they produce, specifically the organic waste, and we turn that waste into value on site? So we use all of the good stuff inside that waste, we win all of the energy from that waste, and we give that energy back to the same site that produced the waste. We win the water that's inside that waste, we recover it, and we find good purposes for it. And we also win all the nutrients inside that waste, and we use that to grow good food again. And that's essentially what we're all about at the Waste Transformers. Hmm. We're about the on-site conversion of waste into good stuff.
This is the first waste-to-energy transformation plant of its kind in South Africa. It's going to be at the N1 City Mall. Please explain to us in a nutshell how this works and how much space does the unit occupy? Because obviously, if it occupies huge spaces, then obviously it cannot be that economically viable. Mm-hmm.
So what we've developed is a modular and containerized system, and it's built up of 20-foot shipping containers. So the actual footprint at an N1 City Mall consists of two parking spaces that we occupy. So we have stacked containers on top of those, and they're on top of those two parking spaces. And the way that it works is really kind of simple. It's a fully plug-and-play automated system. So the organic waste is fed into a front-end feeder. From there, it gets shredded, it gets weighed, so we know exactly how much waste is going into the system. From there, it's automatically diluted with water that we recover from previous waste streams, and then it's pumped into a digestion tank. And in that digestion tank, we have very happy bacteria, so there's no chemicals involved at all, and that bacteria gets to work, and they start to munch down the waste until a gas is released. That gas we then clean inside one of the containers, and we send it to a converted small gas engine. And that gas engine creates the electricity, and it also creates residual heat, which can be used for hot water purposes. And then from there, inside the container, we separate all the stuff that remains. We separate the liquid and the dry fractions. And inside those liquid and dry fractions, that's essentially the fertilizer. And that's where all the good nutrients sit that can then be used either on the golf course next door or otherwise to grow new food.
And the particular transformer, we're chatting to Laura van Druten, she's the CEO at Waste Transformers. Absolutely mind-blowing stuff, and it's really incredible. And the first one will be done at the N1 City Mall, converting waste into power. This is about 6 kVA per day, if I'm correct, that it actually produces to put out, and it can actually provide electricity for between 10 and 11 small line shops in the mall. How do we connect this waste transformer into the electricity system of the mall itself?
So that actually happens quite easily. So because we have an on-site solution, for us it really is not necessary to go through the main grid of Eskom. We work in a way which is kind of similar to putting solar panels on the roof of your home. So we ensure that the mall is actually taking less energy, as it were, from the national grid of Eskom, and they're generating their own energy, which can be used inside the mall, and also that they're reusing residual heat that we create in order to provide hot water. Now, typically, that hot water in South Africa would otherwise be created by electricity, so electricity would be used to make the water hot. We ensure that that's no longer necessary. Also ensuring at the same time that, once again, the mall is taking less electricity from the grid and it's much more self-reliant.
And soon landfill waste... The landfill waste to energy conversions could become a mandatory by law in South Africa and across the globe. So what impact will this have on our overstretched landfills, and would your transformer actually help us curb the carbon footprint that we have at the moment?
Oh, absolutely, because in our vision, what we want to do is we want to make sure that that waste never actually reaches landfill, that we no longer have these crazy, huge transportation flows of waste and left and right. I mean, essentially, waste companies are currently functioning as the kind of Uber of waste. It's all about the logistics. If we take the logistics out of the equation and we ensure that people can generate value from their own waste, that means that we can contain the landfills much better than we are at the moment. We can ensure that they're not growing. And probably the least innovative and interesting thing that you could ever do with waste is to bury it in a hole. Rather, we get people to take responsibility for the waste that they produce, and also to win from the value that they can get from that waste.
Chatting to Laura van Druten this afternoon, the CEO of Waste Transformers, and this is a waste transformer that's going to be installed at the N1 City Mall, and it's going to be taking the waste and turning that waste into power, which is an absolute brilliant idea, because at the end of the day, when you're looking at job creation, will this be able to create an additional 2 to 3 jobs at a time?
So what we've also done is we've looked at it and we've created something which we call our business in a box. And what the business in a box essentially does is that we want to work with young entrepreneurs in South Africa and empower them to run one of our waste transformers as a business. So they can create jobs, and at the same time they can assist in keeping their local communities clean. From that perspective, we want to have a waste transformer on every street corner, at every shopping mall, at every airport, at every port. And ensure that every waste transformer creates between 3 to 5 jobs. So we think there's an enormous opportunity here, not just to become sustainable, to be green and to do the right stuff, but also at the same time to really generate jobs in the green economy for South Africa.
Yeah. And Laura, very often people are skeptical about things like global warming and waste transformers. But let me just put this into a bit of a nutshell for people to understand. Now, the World Bank estimates that South Africa produces 54,000 tons of waste per day. And that is we are the 15th highest producer of waste in the world. And that equals the weight of about 110 Boeing 747 jets per day. I'm not saying per month. I'm actually saying per day. About only 10% of that waste is currently being recycled, and the rest of that waste, which is 99 jumbo jets, is being discarded. So if the government was smart enough in recycling the sort of knock-off effects of the numerous waste depots and waste dumps, what other potential technologies do you foresee could come from this?
You know, I think there's an enormous amount. I mean, not just technologies that can actually come, but also there's an enormous opportunity here for us in terms of resource recovery. If I can take an example in what we see very often, specifically at shopping malls that have juice bars, is there's a great deal of oranges, which are pretty much going to landfill at the moment. What we would like to do is, before those oranges actually get thrown away, is to extract all of the essential oils within our containers from those oranges. We can then use those essential oils to make cosmetic products, ensuring that there's a new revenue stream which is being generated from that waste on site. And everything that remains from that orange peel, we can then send it into the digestion tank and recover all the energy from it. Another example that we're working on at the moment is coffee waste. Coffee waste is actually, once it's dried and cleaned, it can form an amazing exfoliant, which is also used in the cosmetic industry. There's another application that we can use it for to make sure that we're really dealing very responsibly with our natural resources rather than wasting them, which is the system that we currently have, right?
And a question in you very, very quickly. The person says, I want to have, probably very excited about this, I want to have this installed at my house. Is the system available for households yet? And that WhatsApp message comes from Justine.
No, so the system is not yet available for an household, but it's certainly a market that we're extremely excited about entering. So we will be looking at home-based biogas systems. At the moment, we really are focusing on the community level and also at small-scale waste producers and providing them really with a viable alternative. But never say never. Hey, we'll be there too, in your home.
Definitely, yes. Chatting to Lara van Druten, she's the CEO of Waste Transformers. They've installed this at N1 City Mall. Why did you choose N1 City Mall for this particular project? I mean, we've got Canal Walk, Tiger Valley Center, a number of other major malls in and around. I think Cape Town probably has a lot more malls than anything else.
Well, there were a number of things. First of all, we partnered with Growth Point Properties, and we found they're really a fantastic partner. You know, I think very often when people are trying to do something new and trying to change a current system and kick against that system to put something down which is smarter and which is better, as you said yourself, firstly, people are really, really skeptical. And secondly, there's very often an enormous fear of failure. I think that what Growth Point have done, they've really shown an enormous amount of courage and leadership in the area of sustainability and really a willingness to walk the talk, as it were, and said, you know, let's give it a try. Let's put it down. Let's do it at N1 City Mall. We have controlled waste streams. We have good visibility on there, what we can actually achieve. And once we've got this process under control, let's see how we can then roll it out to every other city mall in Cape Town, and then, of course, across the whole of South Africa.
Mm. You're presenting a case study as a panelist at the Future Cities Conference track and the upcoming Africa Utility Week and Power Gen Africa in Cape Town in May. Details on that for us, if you have any?
Yeah, I think, you know, very often what happens in the area of innovation is that people automatically start to think big. They think about huge centralized structures and big is always better. We like to think big by going small. And we think that by going small, by doing it at community level, as opposed to these gigantic, large, capex, expensive, riskful, centralized plants, that we create much more opportunity to actually empower people to deal with their own waste differently. And it's not just one company who's getting all the benefits from the waste, but that value is actually being spread around the community. So if you like, we're kind of democratizing and energizing current waste streams. So So my message at the African Utilities Week would be, dare to think big by going small, because small is also beautiful.
Dr. Laura van Druten, thank you so much, the CEO of Waste Transformers, chatting to us all the way from the Netherlands, and that details for the Utility Week and Power Gen Africa. It's the 14th to the 16th of May, and the event will be happening at the CTICC. You go to african-utility-week.com, african-utility-week.com.